Hey, what's going on? My name is Ryan, and welcome to episode number 43 of This Amazing Life. In today's episode, what we're going to do is we're going to go over the intention of the week. We're actually going to explore some scientific theory, how this can be applied to your intention of the week. We'll take a look at some real life examples, and I'm even going to give you just a little bit of homework that you can do on your own within the next 1 to 2 hours of listening to this episode. Thanks for stopping by, and welcome to the show. Hey, welcome back to the show. Again, my name is Ryan, and thanks for stopping by and choosing to listen to this episode of This Amazing Life. Episode 43 is corresponding to the week right after Labor Day. I hope that you had an opportunity to enjoy a little bit of a longer weekend, and you are getting back into the swing of things successfully. Now, let's get down to business. The intention of the week, your tool, your guideline, your focus that you can use now, you can use again in the future, or you can adapt and adjust as you see fit. It is one word this week. The word is momentum. Again, the intention of the week this week is just one word. It's a powerful word. That word is momentum. If you have a real scientific background, I'm going to forewarn you that I'm going to take a little bit of liberties with my paraphrasing of some of Newton's laws so that way we can put this into some creative examples for you to follow along with. If you can think of a box sitting on the ground is at rest. It is static. It is not in motion. That box right there is resting in place because gravity is helping to hold it down to the floor. Now, imagine if you're leaning up against that box or you're pushing it or you're pulling it or you happen to roll it down a hill. Then now we have exerted a force on that box that will cause it to be in motion. Well, guess what? We can take the word box and we can substitute it for another word. You want to guess what that word is? Goal. Achievement. Challenge. For the purposes of our conversation, let's use the word specifically, goal. If you have a goal, it will remain static, not in motion, unless we do something about it. That means taking action. And sometimes getting started can quite literally be the hardest thing. Let's again take this and put it into more of a scientific perspective to give you a little bit of clarity as to why this could be the case. Let's take that example of the box again. The box will remain at rest on the floor until we start to push it. Now, it will take more energy for you to start moving the box than to continue keeping it in motion. An even greater example, if for some reason the weight of the box does not help resonate with you, imagine pushing a car or a truck. It is hard pushing or pulling a car or a truck. It takes more energy for you to get that sucker moving than it does to keep it rolling while it is in neutral. Now, let's take that example of the truck or the car and resubstitute our word of goal. Or maybe for you, it could be a challenge or an achievement that you're working towards. When you're starting something brand new, it can be scary, it can be daunting, and for you, there can feel like there's a real tangible, emotional, and physical toll that starting this new goal, challenge, project, whatever it is, on your mind, on your body, on your soul. Losing weight. Quitting smoking. Changing your communication habits with your significant others. Things that you've done for a long time in your life and you know that it's time to change. That can be very difficult for some people. It can be very challenging and it takes a lot of energy and work to keep it going. But after you start something and you make it part of your habit, lo and behold, a day goes by, a week goes by, a month goes by, and those months, they add up into years. And eventually, what you thought was an overwhelming and a daunting task seems like it was nothing, a piece of cake, a breeze, and now your horizons are even higher and your goals are even bigger. Let's take this concept and reframe it again for you. let's talk about sports. Oh my gosh, it's college football season. Pro NFL football is coming back. If you like baseball, you'll know what I'm talking about. Any team sport or even individual sport that you follow or that you like to participate in, chances are this may resonate well with you. The concept of momentum. Very tangibly, when one team is working against another team to win, to score a point, to make a defensive stop, the more small wins that that team can build up will gain them more energy and more momentum and make them more dangerous against the other team. You'll hear commentators talk about this all the time, and you can almost see it and you can feel it. Even if you're sitting on your couch watching a game, you can notice very tangibly the energy in a game has shifted somehow. How did that happen? One play turned into another. One smart decision sparked a little bit more excitement, enthusiasm, and lo and behold, people on the team or that individual athlete is vibrating at a higher frequency of willpower, determination, grit, excitement, enthusiasm, passion. All of these things will lead up into their heightened sense of awareness and just an overall increase in their competitive drive that will help, not guarantee, but it will help improve their chances of success. Now, in that example of the sports analogy, there's something that I'd like to point out and I'd like us to focus on just a little bit more. It actually correlates to the intention of the week from the week before. That's the concept of small wins. Small wins are great because they gradually build up your confidence and help lead you towards bigger and more challenging goals. If you'd like a fun example, a classic one that I've heard from a number of different influencers, podcasters, writers, authors, is a smartphone game that you might be familiar with. Ever heard of Angry Birds? That's right. The concept of the small win building up into bigger and better, more gratifying challenges and wins. How does the game start? Well, if you've never seen Angry Birds before, the concept is you are launching these fun little cartoon birds towards an army of angry pigs that for whatever reason they are trying to prevent the birds from just living a happy life. Well, the first level, it starts out really easy. So easy that a toddler or a young child could probably figure it out pretty quickly. Lo and behold, the next level gets a little bit more interesting, a little bit more challenging. There's a new aspect or a twist or a new technique that they are teaching you how to use. And then what do you know? An hour later, you are already on level 25 and you want some more. The same can be said about personal challenges, professional goals, you name it. Momentum can become a big part of your life. And regardless, whether or not you feel like you have momentum right now in your life, or if you feel like you are really tragically stuck, just really in your mind and you can't seem to get out of this rut, then I've got a homework assignment for you. And what I'd really like you to try to do is to try to do it within the next hour or two. The reason being, you should feel encouraged and inspired by the concept of a small win. After you're done listening to this episode, I want you to think of one easy thing that you can accomplish and you can count as a small win that you can do within the next 60 minutes of finishing this episode. Doesn't have to be a big deal. Don't overthink it. One small win that you can do for yourself in the next 60 minutes. Maybe for you, it can be something as random as trying to say thank you to three more people within the next hour. Maybe for you, it could be driving a little bit more courteously on the road for the next hour. Maybe for you, it could be just trying to have a more positive conversation in your mind. Maybe for you, it's going for a walk or putting down your phone or reading a book or picking up that pen and paper or something that will help educate you. Can you pick one short-term goal that you can accomplish as long as you put forth a small amount of effort within the next 60 minutes? The answer is yes, but are you willing? The more small wins that we can build up, that will gradually increase our energy. It will give us more momentum. That will give us more drive, a greater sense of purpose, and help us work up towards more challenging tasks, goals, conversations, or changes. The quote I'm going to leave you with is one that I say all the time. Short-term wins lead to long-term success. Give yourself the opportunity for a small win and let's start to build some momentum together. Thanks so much for stopping by. I hope this episode really resonated with you, or maybe you know somebody that could use a little bit of encouragement and hear about the topic of momentum. Encourage them if you want to share the episode or talk to them about creating a short-term win so that way they can start to gain a little bit more energy and momentum and drive towards whatever it is they are working for themselves. Enjoy the rest of your day, and I hope you have an amazing week. We'll talk to you soon.